Hi! You guys, we have to start off today's show with some very, very exciting news. And it's not even just exciting news for us, it's exciting news for all y'all. Because we have another discount code to offer you from a brand new sponsor.
I love new codes.
You guys, have you ever heard, like, because I hear all the time advertisements for bamboo this and bamboo that. And I'm always like, man, I would really love to try some bamboo stuff because every time I hear about it, it sounds so soft and luxurious. And now we have had an opportunity to try bamboo, stuff made of bamboo, loungewear specifically from Cozy Earth.
So it comes in this little packaging. And then it's like, so I got jammies and I got a men's small sweatshirt because this is how I roll, you know, because I'm very comfy here on the ranch. It's really interesting. It's so soft and it's lined with more of the softness. It's like a different kind of sweatshirt, very different, but I love it. And it has pockets and it has like the little bamboo emblem on the bottom. It's super cute. And then I got jammies, you guys. See, there's my jammies. You know, there's like super soft jammies. I got those. And anyway, so it's like awesome stuff.
Well, and listen, you guys, if you are always cold, this is the most amazing thing. So like I can see, like, consistency wise, that sweatshirt is thin, right? It's this thin, like, stretchy, glorious material that I don't know what kind of magic is going on in bamboo, you guys, but it keeps you super warm. And so you don't have to have like this level of material on. You can have that bamboo material on and you are warm. I slept in the PJs last night and I was like, holy crap, these are amazing. And they're so soft and you feel so spoiled and luxurious in them. And they're offering our listeners 35% off when you use code CHICKS at CozyEarth.com. CozyEarth.com. This stuff is amazing. Loungewear is my favorite.
Just in time for Christmas. And yes, loungewear is great. You can splurge on yourself, especially like when you're like, you know, having people over for Christmas and it's going to be like casual with your family. It's cash. You can like walk around in your jammies or in your fabulous sweatshirt. They have different colors. Just saying.
Yeah. Different colors. It's absolutely amazing. You need to try it for yourself. It's very splurgy, but a great gift. And 35% off is big time. If you've wanted to try bamboo, now's your time. Do it. You guys, what is going on with the fact that our own president and the lead health guy cannot pronounce the new virus? They cannot pronounce it.
I can't pronounce it.
That's okay. It's okay that you and I yesterday were like, Omicron. That's okay because we're normal people. We're not the president.
It's like one of those things, you know, when they used to have, when you're watching a movie in Technicolor and it's like they have it on the screen to be like, it's now in Omicron. That's what it, you know what I mean?
With Dolby sound and Omicron.
And Omicron.
Omicron surround sound.
And then you hear the dong. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Well, I feel like it's okay for us to not be able to not necessarily know how to say it.
How do you say it? How are you supposed
it's
to say
Omicron.
It?
There's no N except for the very end. It's Omicron.
Omicron. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And you know who should know that? The president.
The president. The president should know that. I guess it's just because I didn't care. But really, let's just get real. He doesn't care either.
No, he doesn't care. And we'll show you just how much he doesn't care in just a second. But first, let's listen to him. And then also Fauci not be able to say the name of their own freaking virus. And I'm calling it their own because they didn't have to make the fuss over it that they've made.
See, I mean, he may not have started it, but he sort of did the gain of function and then the, you know.
Right. let's listen to our president of the United States, who should actually be able to say the name.
I'll take a few moments to talk about the new COVID variant first identified last week in Southern Africa. It's called the Omicron. It is the, to their credit, the scientific community in South Africa quickly notified the
It's not called that. I'm sorry, but it's not the Omicron. Okay. If you're going to hold a whole big ass presser about it, maybe you should learn how to say it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Hey, I'm so distracted by like the abundant amount of garland behind him. Did you see the decorations that Jill did in the White House? Listen, people made fun of Melania, okay? I'm sorry, but Jill's decorations, come on.
They're horrendous.
Can we just take a second to be like, girl, damn. I mean,
they're so bad yeah. And so tacky and so fishnet stockings-y.
Right.
It's bad.
You're referring to the fact that she wears fishnet stockings. Yeah.
Well, and so we shouldn't have expected anything more out of her,
no,
right? Like, this is
no.
The best she can come up with taste-wise.
So tacky. Yeah.
It is bad. If you haven't seen it, like, there's like an entrance that just has a bunch of red gift boxes, like, sort of piled up around the entrance, and it just looks like a really unfortunate Target store.
Right. Yeah. It's like she got that lady on QVC that sells the duck clothing to come in. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? She came in and they like, how are we going to decorate the White House? And then they did it. And that's what happened. I mean, it's bad. But of course, like all the people, the talking heads, all the people in the media are just like, oh, it's so beautiful. It's just so pretty, you guys. It's just so beautiful and it's awesome and elegant. And it's just, yeah, no, it's not. And you know what? People are going to say, Mock and Daisy, you guys are so mean for saying that. You shouldn't say that. You guys are awful. How terrible are you? It's the spirit of the season. And you guys are going straight to hell. They're going to say all these things. We're going to get all these emails. People are going to be mean to us. But you know what? They said so many awful things about Melania. And she was so classy and tasteful. And they said terrible things about her for other reasons, too. They never said a nice word about her. And it's like, what? Ew. And then the houses, she had the little tiny houses all around that are like, it's like this little town. I'd like to know, there's the gas station, the little tiny gas station. There was no price on the gas. That's all I want to see. I just want to see, like, what's the price of gas on your little gas station? There's no price.
Well, it's $0 for them. It's $0 for them. So, okay, let's go back to Fauci, the top paid federal employee who is science, according to Fauci. He represents all of science.
Science.
So you would think that maybe he would be able to pronounce the Omicron, but no.
In place, when people come into the United States, they have to be tested before they get on and they have to show vaccination documentation. So even before Omicron came in, we have a situation.
No, it's like, okay, it's
no.
Like, wow,
it's wrong.
You guys.
He's so short. He's very short. I didn't know that.
Most little dictators are, right? I mean, think about it. Most dictators who are like, you know, think about it. They like the think of all the dictators throughout history who are just like, yeah. The murderous, yeah. Awful dictators. I'm just pointing that out. They usually have very short stature.
Mm-hmm. They got themselves a syndrome.
They got to make up for what they lack.
So we talked yesterday about how Joe Biden was in that Nantucket store and he didn't wear a mask, even though like right on the outside of the door, it said masks required, but he didn't wear it. So you got to leave it to Peter Doocy, right? Peter Doocy is always the one in Psaki's pressers who asks the questions that no one else will ask, especially because Biden got out of that presser or that, you know, presentation or whatever that he did and like reiterated how important it is that everybody wear masks when he doesn't even follow his own guidance. So Doocy asked about it, and Psaki tried to say that she tried to say, well, I'm not familiar with that specific situation, but you know, President Biden always tries to walk his talk and wear the masks, and he encourages everybody to wear the masks. And then Peter asked her, I mean, don't you think this sends a bad message for him to constantly say, wear a mask, and then himself not do it? And here is her lame ass response.
The president says today, please wear your mask indoors in public settings around other people, and he doesn't do that, that it's going to make it harder to get people to follow him?
I think you see the American people and all of you see the president wearing a mask every time he comes out to an event, when he's sitting in meetings, and certainly he will continue to model behavior he hopes the American people will follow, not for his benefit, but to save their own lives and the lives of their friends and neighbors.
I'm going to model the behavior that he had in that place. And I'm not going to wear masks. That's what I'm going to model. I mean, that's what she said, right? So, because he's going to continue to put out the behavior that we're going to model, and that's the behavior I'm going to continue to model, is not wearing a damn mask. That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, can you even? It's so ridiculous.
The dancing there. The dancing is remarkable, though, don't you think? Mm-hmm. It's pretty remarkable.
Oh, it is remarkable. Now, he did say, he has said things before and then completely turned on his word just weeks later. We've all seen him do this when it comes to wearing masks, when it comes to vaccine mandates. He has said, oh, no, we're not going to do that. And then he does it. And so he was asked yesterday a bunch, like, are we going to, require vaccines for domestic travel? Are we going to have another shutdown? And he was like, no. So just hold on, because it's entirely possible we'll have both of those things. But all that said, it could be worse. We could be in New Zealand, where that psychopath Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, AOC is very horse-like. I think we can all agree. I'm not trying to slam her or face shame her. She just has...
You are a horsist.
She has horse elements to her face. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I love horses. As you know, I just visited the Clydesdales. I love them.
Right.
But she does have some horse-like features. Jacinda Ardern is even worse. She's extremely horsey. And she has made an announcement. They've been like super locked down, like more locked down than practically anybody. And she has just made an announcement. It's 14 seconds long. Everybody needs to hear this announcement, because you guys should be praising her name. Here we go.
And importantly, because I know this is a question many Aucklanders have, you can now see family and friends again in their homes and use the bathroom inside. Luxury.
Wow.
She said that.
You can use the bathroom inside, you guys. You can use the bathroom inside. Oh my God.
I mean, the generosity.
Oh, God, it's so nice when government can tell you that you can actually take a crap. That's so great. Thanks, government. It's so much better to do that inside than as opposed to outside. That's so great. Thank you, government.
Can you believe that? And you know that there's probably people there who are like, oh, my God, she's so benevolent. I'm so grateful. What in the world?
Yeah. That's where we're heading, because there are Democrats who probably think that Jacinda, she's a role model for my daughter. No, she's not. No.
I have an email here from Patricia Buck, who writes, the Hubs and I just used code and ordered pillows for everybody on my list. It was so easy, and I'm ecstatic to be able to support some of my favorite American patriots, Mock, Daisy, and Mike. Every time my husband hit the code, I said, chicks, in a whisper voice. Thank you for keeping us sane the last few years and helping make Christmas shopping a breeze. Next year, slippers for everyone with kitten fur technology, of course. Love you both. And she ain't lying. You guys, get yourself some stocking stuffers. Get yourself your Christmas shopping done. They've got everything in inventory right now. There are no supply chain issues with MyPillow. You can get your stuff in time for Christmas. And it's still buy one, get one on the Giza Dream Sheets. 800-875-0513 or mypillow.com/...
We spent a lot of time in my car, like over the past 4 days, and we have my little travel pillows. They came in handy for all the family, you guys.
And that's a nice, nice,
great
gift.
Little stocking stuffer. You can just like stick it in the stocking, let it hang out. People love little travel pillows, leopard ones. True.
It is true. All right. I have some freak shows to show you. You know how much I love the freak shows. I mean, oh my God. So first, I don't even know which one to show you first, because they're both so crazy.
Not somebody eating a couch cushion, is it? You guys, she loves those shows where people eat couch cushions and like detergent and stuff. I'm not going to have to endure that this early in the morning, am I?
No, but why would you not want to endure that? It's like so hilarious. My favorite. I know we've talked about this before, but there was no better episode of Strange Addictions than the woman who ate her husband's ashes.
Oh my God. Remember? And then she was running out, right?
Yeah. And it was a concern.
Right. She was concerned. She was concerned that she's going to consume her entire husband.
And then what?
What do you do?
What do you do?
I don't know. What do you do? I don't know. I've never been in that position.
I could not. I was fascinated by that.
Right. Uh-huh. And you guys think you have problems. Just saying.
I hope I didn't give anybody any ideas, because it's not healthy to do that, you guys.
No, don't eat your husband. Don't do it.
Dead or alive. Don't. Okay. So the freak show that I wanted to show you first is somebody that is a celebrity. And then the second freak show that I'm going to show you is not a celebrity, but it is a person who represents, unfortunately, a very weird minority. And sometimes they can be loud and bizarre and weird. But the first one is Demi Lovato. Because Demi Lovato, apparently she's got a show about like alien hunting. I don't know what it's called. I think did we mention that before? I can't remember.
We did. I think we mentioned it on this show. Yes, that she has and she's a feminist now. So she has that hair. There you go.
Well, she's non-binary now.
That's right.
Yeah. So she's not even a she.
What is that? Oh, I was going to ask you what that means again, because I can't remember.
It means that she's neither a woman or man. She's on the spectrum that she believes exists.
But she is a woman by birth, right?
Right.
I mean, because science. I mean, it's...
Right. I mean, details, right? So she's got the woman parts. She used to be a woman and lived as a woman. Now she's a they. I think she goes by they pronouns.
But she says, okay, got it. All right.
But anyway, so she's got a show. I don't know where it is, like if it's on Discovery or Netflix, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to watch it, right? But she has a show, and I guess people do watch it, and she's going on to talk shows to talk about it. And I don't know who this person is that's interviewing her, but they're talking about her experience seeing and interacting with like angels or aliens or both. So that is the context for what you're about to hear. Let me just make sure it's all the way up. Okay, here we go.
Decided to sing for them, and they went off when I finished.
They
I never had a standing ovation from ghosts.
I love it.
But this, I'd like to think they were
standing. The standing ovation with my theos is otra, otra. You've made contact.
I have made contact. It's not been in like the ET phone home type of sense, but I have made contact by meditating and looking up and seeing things in the sky that weren't there when I started meditating.
So now that you've made contact with ETs, maybe not this kind of contact just yet.
Not yet.
But if there was an ET that hit every box of criteria, that would be like the most ideal partner. Like, would you date an ET?
Yes, absolutely. I'm so tired of humans. I'm so tired of humans and their human bull. I am so over it.
Bring
me an alien. Bring me an ET.
So Demi Lovato wants to do it with an alien. Is that what we're hearing there? So she went from Wilmer Valderrama from That 70 Show, who is pretty hot guy. I mean, it's to feminism, to I want to screw an alien.
Well, I think you skipped a couple of steps, because she went Wilmer and then she went pansexual, I believe, like where she was sexually attracted to no matter what. And then she went to non-binary.
But really, it's feminism that ruins these chicks, right? I mean, like they get into that little like circle of feminism, and then feminists tell them, oh my God, everything sucks. You're a victim. Everything's like men suck. The world sucks. America sucks. Everything sucks. And then they get churned up in there. And then they're like, oh wait, I'm pansexual. I'm this sexual. I'm demisexual. I'm whatever sexual. And then they get spit out. And then all of a sudden she's like, I want to have sex with an alien. And then we're looking back going, remember when she used to date Wilmer Valderrama? And she, you remember? This is what happens.
This is feminism is poison. It's poison.
It is poison. Right. It is.
And that is proof. Now, if she can't make contact in a way that creates a relationship between her and a ghost or alien, there is another option. And that is the freak show that I found on TikTok.
Oh, leave it to you.
Because, well, leave it to Libs of TikTok, the greatest Twitter account.
So great. Yeah, I share some of their stuff on our Instagram page. It's so great. Yeah.
They're the ones that found this freak show. Whatever we're seeing is bad.
Like, I mean, I'm okay with tattoos, but dang, what's happening there?
this person has an explanation and answers to all of our pressing questions about the appearance. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
I'm just going to post this every time people ask me the same questions over and over again. My name's Farah. I am a trans woman as well as an intersex woman. My pronouns are she, her, they, them, or your grace. My eyes are tattooed. My nose is a piercing. I identify as a threat, a nightmare, and a goddess, so please bow down to me. I do not believe in God. I don't worship the devil, but yes, I am a Satanist, which means I am my own God and I worship myself. Thank you. Have a good day.
So, hope that cleared it up.
These people, like, walk amongst us and they vote. They vote, you know?
Yeah. And they do activist-y things.
Like, do you think that guy works, or I'm sorry, do you think that individual works at IBM? Like, where do you think that person works?
Probably the White House.
Right. Touche. There's a place for you in the Biden White House.
They love diversity.
I was going to say buddy, but I stopped. And old chap person, you.
Oh, you.
You. You. I don't know what to call you.
Anyway, remember, was it last week or like the week before where we read the email from Debbie Bossy about Genucel because she tried it? So she wrote back because she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you said my name. And she was like, you pronounced it right.
Yes.
But she said, Mach, I never really expected to hear you read my email on your live. I am not a good salesperson, but I'm loving Genucel so much. I have no bags under my eyes and the eyelid treatment rocks as well as the jawline treatment. Well, all the things, she says. I think I'm looking okay for being 2 weeks away from 59. She attached a picture and she does look okay, but I didn't print out the picture, but rest assured, she looks okay.
She's a hottie. She's a smoke show.
She's a smoke show. She says, you chicks are awesome. I am proud to be an insider. Have a great Thanksgiving. That's from Debbie Bossy. And you guys, unbelievably fabulous news. And that is that the 60% off sale has been extended.
That's so awesome.
60% off between now and Christmas. I was so excited when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, that's so good because people need to buy up it for Christmas presents, man. This is the stuff you want to give.
Yes, it's the best, especially like the microdermabrasion, like good stocking stuffers. People love that stuff.
Oh yeah, they do.
They love
60% off. You just go to lovegenucel, genucel.com/chicks. And you guys, we should probably mention a couple of major news stories that are happening. Chris Cuomo, a bunch of new documents came out of the New York Attorney General's office. Chris Cuomo was way more into helping his brother out of the sexual harassment jam than he ever let on air or off air. And now there's a bunch of text messages between him and Melissa DeRosa, that assistant person to Andrew Cuomo, that have come out that show that CNN has got to fire that guy. Now, they've released a very, very tepid statement, basically just saying, well, there's some things to review and we'll be looking into these documents further. They warrant a more substantive review. And then we'll be making a decision about what this means for CNN. They've kept Tubin the masturbator guy. So I don't know what it's going to take for them to let go of this clown, but he didn't even mention it on his show last night.
He flat out lied to his entire audience. He got on and said that he wasn't reaching out to the media. He wasn't pushing them. He wasn't asking the media questions. He flat out freaking lied. He lied. He needs to be fired. And Masturbator Boy needs to be fired too. They never fired. You're absolutely right. CNN is a complete effing joke. If you watch CNN, there's something wrong with your brain. Yeah. I mean, MSNBC is not close behind, but CNN, oh my God, total joke at this point. They're a caricature of themselves.
Ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. I mean, even like Brian Stelter is like, this doesn't look good. You know what I mean? So like maybe they should just, it's bad.
When you have visual on an audio, when you have evidence, I mean, you can look at the tape and see that he lied to people. Mm-hmm. It's, oh my God. They just need to fire him.
They really do. We'll see. We'll see if they have even just a teeny bit of integrity. My guess is no, but
no, they don't. They don't. Yeah, they lost it with Tubin.
There are also a group of kids at ASU who are demanding that the university withdraw Kyle Rittenhouse from their enrollment, even though he only attends school online. They're very, very afraid of him because, like, he's a mass murderer, apparently. This is what they're saying about him. He should sue that entire student group. Add them to the list.
Get in line. Get in line, you pansies. I swear to God, kids. This is the future of our country. Yeah. Kids like that. Like, what is wrong with you? You know that none of those kids probably even watched the trial, but instead they were watching the CNNs and the MSNBCs, just bits and pieces, or they were just on their little Twitter machine, you know? And they were like, oh, mommy, that guy's a white supremacist. I don't even really know what that is, but he's a white supremacist. I need, mommy, send me more cookies.
Well, what's really bad, though, I mean, they're bad, but what's really bad is the university's lack of forceful response, because they're basically just like, you know, we appreciate that everybody's really upset about the Rittenhouse verdict. No, they need to take a hard line and say Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges. He has every right to be a student here just as much as anyone else. And all y'all need to F off. That's what they need to say.
But they won't, Mock, because these universities are so far left and they love what these kids are doing. They love it. They're on the side of the kids. They hate Rittenhouse as much as those kids do, because this is how universities feel now. Universities are their indoctrination centers. I mean, there's only like three good ones now. So, I mean, you know, the professors are probably fueling and like cheering these kids on because they absolutely hate Rittenhouse too. The professors probably didn't even watch the trial. You know, I mean, they have no idea. And they probably think that this kid is a white supremacist, too. They're probably so far up the butts of the CNNs and the MSNBCs. Professors. So, I mean, this is the state of our higher education now, is crap like this. It's so pathetic.
I want him to sue literally everybody.
I hope so, too. Right. It's like you want, and then go to Hillsdale. You know, it's like, right, just sue everybody and then just go there, get your education and then live happily ever after, dude. I feel terrible for him. He's not going to be able to have a normal existence for ever because of the media. So I hope he makes a crap load of money off of these jerks that have completely ruined his life. You know, I would just, if I were anybody in his inner circle, I would be like, sue everybody.
Yep. I hope he is.
Start with Joe Biden.
Yeah. Take it to the top, man, and then work your way down.
Work your way down. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, I'm going to hug all of you guys in my Cozy Earth sweatshirt.
Oh, my God, you guys got to try it. It's sleek, shiny, silky, glorious, cozy, warm bamboo.
Oh, hey, God, I'm hugging all of you. Oh, God, I need to go back to bed, you guys.
The FBI is carrying out another political hit job. Can we trust it to do honest investigations anymore? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how the raid of Project Veritas and James O'Keefe ought to be chilling to every American. I'll also be joined by Iraq war veteran Daniel Gade, who will explain why he believes the VA's disability policy is leaving far too many vets sicker and poorer. Join me. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.